from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, August 2, 2024. So this isn't just centric to football, but the NFL is included. I'm assuming you saw this last night. I think I may have sent it to you, or you sent it to me, one or the other, in our little group message with Malzi and maybe one of our friends in Cleveland as well.
Friend is a loose term, but continue.
Brooksgate on Twitter. I'm not really sure what they're all about. They put out a list of every NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA stadium, ballpark, and arena ranked. And it said they were ranked by the average the reviews on Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, Facebook, and anywhere else. Pittsburgh has two spots in the top 20. Acrisure Stadium finding itself at number 16. I don't think many people will be surprised by PNC Park's ranking. That was number 2. Overall, very good spot for our baseball team. I actually think, and people may get upset about this, I think Acrisure Stadium is too high up here at 16. There are 90 stadiums or arenas or parks on this list. I don't know if Acrisure Stadium is number 16.
Well, I could definitely tell you one thing. I would take the stadium that was ranked 88th ahead of it.
Yeah, so what's up there?
Allegiant Stadium in Vegas was rated only ahead of Oakland Coliseum, which I've also been to, and Commander's Field, which I've attended a game at.
Yeah, like both of those.
And I would tell you both of those places are dumps.
Yeah, like they're well-known dumps.
And Commander's Field is just a bitch to get to as well, so it makes it even worse once you're there, the in-game experience. Allegiant Stadium, I thought, was incredible. Like, you felt like you were in a state-of-the-art, modern place to watch a football game, and it was spacious, it was clean, it had all new technology and innovative things to make you comfortable and enjoy a game better. I don't know what people are talking about having it ranked that low.
I mean, I'll be there in 2.5 months.
And you're going to enjoy yourself thoroughly.
I have the feeling, and I'll actually be at, I thought it was FedEx Field, by the way. Did they lose their sponsorship there?
I believe they did, yes.
I will also be at Commander's
Field. Because now Arthur Smith coaches the Steelers, and I don't think his dad wanted to have his name on Washington Stadium when the Steelers play there this year.
So I will be seeing number 88 and number 90 on this list. What I feel like I will come away with is that number 88 should be much higher on this list, and number 90 is right about at home.
Oh, you're going to that
game? Number 90.
You're going to Washington for the game?
We plan to. I mean, my sister lives right there. It's kind of an easy one.
I think the whole show should go to that.
Kind of an easy one to pull.
Do you think your sister would let Malsy and I stay there?
With your whole families?
No, just me and Malsy.
I'll have to ask about that one. I mean, out of the places you've been to on this, like, have you been to Lambeau?
No. Lambeau's number one ahead of PNC Park.
Right. So Lambeau Field is number one.
That's just the history of it, I gotta believe, man.
PNC Park is number two. Camden Yards, number three.
Which I love.
Yeah, I've been there. Bush Stadium, number four. Oracle Park, number five.
Never been. Seattle's sixth, where the Seahawks play, but I think that's an atmosphere thing. I don't know how much that has to do with the stadium itself, but just the vibe there. Fenway and Wrigley are 7-8. I like Wrigley more than Fenway. I've been to Fenway more. Maybe that's the issue there, that I just have a little bit of Fenway fatigue. Then the Heat Arena, never been there for a basketball game. And then Target Field, for where the Twins play.
Yeah, how about
I've never
that?
Been to either.
Target Field at
I'll tell
10.
You what. You think that the Steelers Stadium, you think Acrisure's overrated on this list? I can absolutely promise you that it's not as overrated as the stadiums that come in 12 and 13. Progressive Field, where the Guardians play, and Great American Ballpark, where the Reds are. There is no effing way Great American Ballpark deserves to be ranked that high. Those are two of the most... You think Acrisure Stadium's cookie cutter? There's zero charm to either of those places. None whatsoever, man. And for it to be ahead of, like... City Field, Comerica Field in Detroit is great.
Yeah, Chase Field.
Yes. Dodger Stadium.
Petco.
Are you kidding me? Petco's awesome. I was just there this spring. Yeah, the Ohio baseball parks suck. Brutal.
Why do we think they're so high up?
No clue. I really have no idea. Maybe you said they're from reviews. Maybe just Ohioans are very polite on these platforms and don't like to give negative reviews of their stadiums. I don't know.
It's got to be something about the... I bet it's something as silly as, like, concessions or some sort of, like, pricing.
I don't know,
maybe.
It's
probably cheaper than others. I don't know that for a fact, but...
Like, I do think that they overrated... I do think they overrated Acrisure Stadium, but I don't think it's a bad stadium. I think that Washington, where they play, is a bad stadium. You go there, and it's... annoying that you're watching an NFL game where every franchise is worth billions of dollars and the sport is making almost $20 billion a year. And the bathrooms are overflowing with sewage. And the concession options are like hot dogs and a frozen pizza. Like, that part of the NFL experience in 2024 should be much, much better. No?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I... Part of the intrigue of me going there is to see just how bad it is.
And I'm telling
like,
you right now...
I want to see firsthand how bad it is.
The transportation issue is just massive, getting in and out of that stadium. It's horrible, dude.
Well, I think that's anything in that area, though.
But it's not in D.C.
I know, but it's close enough to it.
But I've been to games in L.A. and Chicago, and the traffic to get into their stadiums is not anywhere near as bad.
Must be a lot of remnants. A lot of remnants going on.
I'm telling you, man. Same thing. Like MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, where the Giants and Jets play. I've been to a football game there. Easy peasy to get in and out of that place.
Yeah, I have gone to a game there. I was surprised the ease in and out that it was. Why would Levi's Stadium be so low?
In Santa Clara, I don't know. I've never been there.
Because my only thought, my thought with Allegiant at 88, maybe people thought in these reviews where they brought up the atmosphere of, like, there's so much other stuff, it doesn't feel like you're at a football game. That was my only thought with that one. Like, what would the complaint
be?
I did not
have that experience at all. I'll tell you what.
Well, see, I also think being a Steelers game there is a little bit different, given the amount of opposing fans.
Donnie, how about U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings place 58 and Acrisure Stadium 16? There ain't no comparing those two places, boy.
No.
That Minnesota Stadium is awesome.
That place was like a castle.
They had fake snow falling on us. Who played halftime again?
Flo Rida.
That was good. How many NFL stadiums have you been to now? Have you done half the league?
No, not quite. I'm closing in on a third of the way through. I've been to, I'll just think of like the years in order that I've gone. Cleveland, Buffalo, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Minnesota, Carolina. Last year was Indy again. M&T Bank, the Ravens. I think I might be missing one. Oh, MetLife, I said that one. So I think that's all of them. And then I was inside Lincoln Financial, but that was WrestleMania. I was kind of impressed by that stadium, though.
I was there for a Giants-Eagles game a very long time ago, and if not for dating someone who was an Eagles fan, I'm very confident that I would have, needed medical attention there. Seriously. Yeah, I watched her, as a Philadelphia girl, pick up a person and, slam them against the wall, and at that point they were like, oh, we shouldn't mess with this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, see, luckily that wasn't a football game. It was just a bunch of me and people who love pro wrestling. We were just vibing it out. But, I felt like it was... they definitely had efforts to update it.
I think I'm going to go to the Indy game on the 29th. I think I'm going to make that drive.
Well, wait, we just talked about that yesterday. What happens if the Pirates are in the...
Oh, crap, that's right.
You can't do that.
I'll play it by ear. It'll be a last-second trip if the Pirates are out of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.